We're all starved of live performance at the moment as the country finds itself in level 3 of COVID-related restrictions. But both the Abbey Theatre and Druid are entertaining small groups with their shows, The Great Hunger and Druid Gregory. Looking forward to seeing The Great Hunger tomorrow evening. But don't feel left out. There's a van heading your way, a van that has a festival on board. Yes, a whole festival. That's why it's called The Festival in a Van. It's the brainchild of arts journalist and sometimes festival organiser Gemma Tipton. Gemma joins me now from Tralee in County Kerry, which is the location of the current stop on the Festival in a Van tour. It's such a lovely idea, Jeff. So we'll talk about where the van may be going in the coming days and weeks. But how did you come up with the idea of getting a whole festival and shoving it into a van? It's a bit like the show in a bag idea that was there for theatre practitioners.
Well, I was writing a piece for the Irish Times back in April when we were all not meant to go. Well, we didn't go more than 2 kilometres from our front doors. And I was writing a piece about closing down festivals and interviewing the tech guys, the sound guys, the guys who picked the litter. And they were all so optimistic and so positive, even though their whole worlds were crashing around their ears. And, you know, sometimes you're working on a story and it really stays with you. And I think I woke up about 3 a.m. and thought, oh my God, imagine if there was a van that could just drive around and stop in front of people's homes and a door would open and there might be a cellist in there or a singer or a poet. And in my head, I was calling it Festival in a Van, thinking I would come up with a better name. But like so many things, it stuck.
Why would you change a great name like the Festival in a Van, which does exactly what it says? It puts a whole festival inside in a van. And interesting that you used imagine on this day of John Lennon. Imagining is what you were doing. Could you imagine the highest van or whatever type of van that could get a whole festival into it? It can't be an ordinary van that you have, or is it?
Well, it's not quite the TARDIS. We have 3 vans. And originally I had thought that maybe 3 Hiaces would come along one after the other and you'd get little 5-minute bursts and they'd go on to the next stop. Mm. Or maybe all 3 could come together and there would be a Bowron player and a fiddler and suddenly you'd have a session. But I called some people who were more intelligent than I am and we now have 2 box fans. So, you know, the kind with a tail lift. So you whack up the back door, tail lift comes down and it's like a stage. So we have 2 of those and 1 side door van that can get down narrower streets. So we can go pretty much anywhere.
And that's the idea. You bring the festival to the people wherever they are. Where did you start and when did you start? What was your kind of first outing with the was it the three vans and the first outing?
The first outing was actually a test run in a stubble field in County Carlow. And Finn Fury and his band did the honours and they were incredibly patient with us while we shoved them in different vans and tried to work out how to do it perfectly when they were so fair dues to them. And we also discovered you can get a whole drum kit in the back of a van, which is good to know for the future. But our first proper outing was in Galway for Galway 2020. And the 3 vans went on different routes to housing estates, flats complexes, nursing homes and a school. So it was very lovely.
Yeah, is this an expensive or an inexpensive operation?
Well, it is expensive. And one of the reasons for that is we're moving heaven and earth to pay everyone properly. And it's probably quite tempting to try and keep costs down because everyone, the arts, people who work in the arts are the worst self-exploiters I've ever come across. Now, if someone wants to sponsor us, it can get cheaper. But by the time you've paid for your generator, your lighting hire, your sound gear, you've paid your tech team, and you've paid your performers, it's not the cheapest operation in the world, but it's bloody worth it.
Yeah, and I suppose if some local business, and obviously there are lots of local businesses that are in huge difficulty at the moment, but there may be some where they're saying, well, look, things are still managing quite well for us in the midst of all of this. Perhaps a little call to you could help them bring, even just to sponsor the Festival in a Van to come to their locality and they can get the kudos for bringing you there. You're in Tralee, County Kerry at the moment. That's where you were today, Gemma?
This is how mobile we are. We were in Tralee all day and we're now in Killarney.
Oh, you're actually in Killarney right now.
We made it to Killarney because tomorrow's performance will be in the grounds of Killarney House. Mm. And actually, I have to say, the Department of Heritage have been amazing. They've helped us with the national parks, so we're going to be in the most gorgeous location tomorrow.
And who will be performing tomorrow? Who's in the three vans?
Tomorrow is when we've just the one van tomorrow.
One van tomorrow, right.
Tomorrow is Cathal Flaherty and Brian O'Leary with Brian Mooney. And then Sunday is Gavin Ring with Brian O'Leary and Emma O'Leary. So we've got contemporary music, trad and opera, which I think is going to be really gorgeous.
And I see you're heading up my neck of the woods after that. Yeah, you're heading towards care homes in Cavan and Monaghan?
We are. And it was actually the first performance I went to was in a care home in Clifton, and it was really hard not to get emotional. The Wileaways were playing, and I think there were tears shed on stage in the vans and backstage too.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be the case. But we finish up by telling me a little bit about Tralee, or today, earlier on today, Mary Cullity O'Connor and Cormac Begley.
Oh, God, it was just, sorry, I shouldn't say this, but it's blowing their trumpet, not mine, isn't it?
They were
absolutely blow your socks off. We were in the town park in Tralee. And again, I mean, the arts office in Kerry County Council were so brilliant to hold their nerve as we, because obviously the thing was conceived in full lockdown, so it's completely COVID safe. But there's going to be understandable nerves as we go up a level. And anyway, they held firm and we did a beautifully safe performance with the very wonderful Cormac Begley and Mary Cullity O'Sullivan. So it was just brilliant.
All right. And you'll keep this going as long as the restrictions allow you to do it, I presume, Gemma.
Well, I don't see why not, because even at level 5, you can still go to care homes with the right clearance. We went to one in Loughrea, and it was actually lashing rain, but the show went on and the residents were dancing in their rec room while we played outside. So you can't get much more COVID safe and heartwarming than that, I think.
And the artists are in the van safe.
The artists are in the van and we've got a 5 metre perimeter, and we're all PPE'd up to our necks and beyond. So,
well, listen, it sounds like an absolutely wonderful idea. Congratulations, and do not change that name. How dare you even think that Festival in a Van, it wasn't a good name. It's a perfect name. Gemma, thanks for speaking to us this evening. That's Gemma Tipton there talking to us about Festival in a Van. And you can find out full information about where that may be heading, or if you want to help it to head towards you, go to festivalinavan.com. Gemma mentioned Cormac Begley there, who is part of today's Festival in a Van in Tralee in County Kerry. Well, he's also one of the featured artists in the new initiative from RTE, the RTE Illuminations, where a range of artists explore the complex shades of lockdown in their own particular way. We interviewed the photographer Hazel Kuna and the director Megan K. Fox on Tuesday night's arena, and you can see their contributions on rte.ie/illuminations. You can also hear this from Cormac Begley, The Morning Dew, Bug Brown and John O'Leary's Polka. Oh boy, that's what a flavour that gives you of those performances from Cormac Begley. That, I guess, is The Morning Dew. If you want to hear Bog Brown and John O'Leary's polka, then go to the website rte.ie/illuminations. Cormac Begley.